What's up, y'all? It's Kesh and Zozo, Quarantine with Jesus podcast. How y'all doing today? What's up, Zozo? How you been, bro?
Chilling, bro. Just been trying to stay focused on school and all the rest of the stuff I got going on. Sure.
School, bro. Yeah, I went to a college visit yesterday.
You said what?
I went to a college visit yesterday.
Oh, for where? Where you went to?
DBU.
DBU. Where's that? That's in Texas?
Yeah, Dallas. Dallas Baptist University.
How was that?
It was, bro. It was actually, like, better than I expected, bro. Like, you know me, bro. I'm all, like, anti-college. But it was,
I feel like, sure.
It was calm, bro.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Whatchamacallit? I feel like I was anti-college because, like, I'm not into that whole, like, go to school, like, work. Like, just live, like, that regular life for me.
Working for somebody, yeah.
Yeah, for your whole life. But then it came to the point where it was, like, because, like right now I'm just going to be more educated in something that God called me to do. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not necessarily doing it to get a job. Like, my mans would tell me, like, oh, that's not going to, like, the degree I'm going for is not really going to help you, like, with a career. So, like, that should be your mind. I'm like, bro, I'm not looking at college, like, at all to, like, make money for me.
Yeah.
So it's like, but, like, how is school?
School is good. School, I mean, yeah, my grades are good. It's just, I'm not taking that many classes today. So I can't, I mean, this semester. So I can't, like, say, oh, school is good. Like, I'm doing real good. It's just, I'm taking two classes this semester. Last semester, I took, like, 7, bro. I mean, I did really well, but it drained me, bro. So right now, I'm trying to chill out. Next semester is going to be crazy. So I'm not even trying to think about school right now. You know, I'm trying to grow my relationship with Christ and, you know, that's all that good stuff for sure.
Wait, is 7 classes a lot?
Yeah. Like people take 5 classes. My major is bio. So 7 classes means chem, bio, calc, all together at the same time. That's hell. It's not like high school. High school is like you could take all those together, it's fine. But college is strenuous, mad work. There's work every day, mad exams. It's not fun, bro.
So dang, like, you really got me thinking now.
Is that how it is
for, like, every major?
It can be, but bio is crazy. Like, what would your major be, like, business?
Biblical studies. Mm. I might minor in business.
But what was I gonna say? It shouldn't be. Like, some people is calm. You can't take 7 classes. Like, that's OD. Like, when I told people I took 7 classes. 7 classes, bro? That's OD, bro. Like, 4 classes is calm. 5 classes is still stress, bro. 7 classes, that's 2 extra. And that's like everyday work. Every day, bro.
5 classes. Yeah, 5 classes. Nah, because son of Adam was telling me, like, oh, you get mad time on your hands in college.
You can. Depends. Yeah, you could definitely have a lot of time on your hands, depending on how many classes you're taking, depending on what classes you're taking, because some classes you have to study OD hard. Like, organic chemistry, bro, like, you got to study mad hard for that. You're taking orgo and you're taking, like, a engineering class, you're taking some high-level classes, no time for yourself.
Yeah, bro, I don't like science, bro.
Math, bro. Go crazy.
I even get a, I think for my degree, I got to take, like, 1 year of science or something like that, or, like, 1 semester of science. But you get to choose, so I'm just going to take biology, bro. That's, like...
Yeah, like, the first bio was calm, yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean, first bio?
Like, it's like you go higher up in bio, depending on your degree. Like, you take the first level and then second level, then you go up to like, your major is satisfied with how many bios you need to take. But if you're, like, a regular, like, a calm course that just wants you to take, like, one bio, like, your first, like, Because most colleges, they won't make you take like a high level course. Like that's the only bio. If they say you only have to take one bio, you're probably taking like the lowest, like the first level. The higher you go, the crazier it is, the more credits it is as well. But it gets crazy, bro. I took the first two or the first three in chemistry as well. And the higher you go, the harder it could get. Same thing with calc. Same thing with anything, to be honest.
Oh no.
Yeah, bro. What you been on though? Like, what you been focused on?
Yeah, I've been chilling. I've been just trying to work on myself. I mean, getting back into a schedule, like started reading again.
That's
I just been like wanting to improve myself, like OD, bro.
the way
Like,
for
I mean, started reading thing. I started learning a new skill. Like one of my mans, he do like you know him, Sully Sylvester. He in
sure.
the chat
He's
with
in.
us.
Okay, yeah. The license.
Yeah. He be doing like coding on the side, which is like a great skill, bro. Like being able to code in 2021 and so on is like such a flex, bro.
Heck yeah, for sure, bro. Definitely. We're moving into the technology. I mean, we're in the technology age, so definitely.
Getting deeper into it.
Yeah, for sure.
And then that's the whole thing we was talking about too. It's like, yo, it's like I feel like we're at a point where like, yo, skills are way more important than a degree. Not well, it's the same thing. It holds more weight than a degree, you feel me?
I remember
Low key.
Elon Musk said something like that. He don't care about the degree. Like he want to know if the person can work. Like, you know,
Yeah, bro. It's like
so
I found something called LinkedIn Learning, bro. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
link. I know LinkedIn, but I didn't know they have like a learning
Yeah,
app.
they have like a learning section, bro.
Oh, okay,
Like it
no.
helps you like it's like courses, like stuff you can learn. Like right now I'm doing a digital marketing. For me, that's
That's
something that's gonna be useful in the future.
oh yeah, for sure, definitely.
Be doing like anything bro, podcasting, coding, decision making, time management, anything, bro.
I know there was a different place that used to give courses and stuff like that. I used like once or something like that, but I don't remember. Yeah, bro, that's cool. Learn that skill for sure, definitely. Educating yourself, that's cool. I just be lazy, I can't lie. Like I think because I'm stressed about my future. So like anything that looks like work, I just want to distract myself, which is not good at all. YouTube, I don't have social media, so I'm on YouTube, I'm watching movies, I don't know. But I definitely need to learn a new skill, whether it's learning how to fix cars or, coding or something.
Oh yeah, bro. Let's dead talk about that. Yo, now you said something. I'm gonna get into the future talk, but you dead said something about learning how to fix cool cars. Like, you know how people be like, oh, well, not people, but like the older generation, bro, like the older men generation for me, like they know how to do almost like everything like
With
mechanically
the
for me. Like,
hands, yeah.
yeah, like when something like going on like in the house, like they know what's going on. Like for me, I don't really care about that type of stuff. Like, I'm the type of person that would just call somebody. But I'm like, like should I? Like, do I really need to, bro? Like, what do you think? Like you want to be that type of guy in your marriage, like
Hell
fixing it,
yeah.
or
I want to be the one, like I think that's ideal. I can't say hell yeah, like I'm feeling for it, but I think it's ideal to it's toxic to think like if you're not doing everything, like you're not the man, but usually the men take that role, like, oh, when there's something to mess, like my dad be on time and bro. If you don't know how to do it, he's gonna figure out how to do it and then he knows how to do it now. Like he'll be downstairs trying to like fix the pipes or fixing wood or cleaning out the backyard, stuff that he should call people to do. He don't like calling people to do it. He get it done himself. Definitely not a lazy man. So I definitely need to learn from him for sure.
Yeah, bro.
So yeah, I feel like maybe in the future it's gonna get to a point where like having to do things yourself is like obsolete. We're already kind of like at that point where like learning to do these stuff. Just call somebody, bro. Don't waste your time. But
Word, bro.
I
It's
want to.
like yesterday I was telling y'all, like, yo, bro, like if you don't got an air fryer, like Come on, man. You got to have an air fryer, bro.
What are you doing?
Like, even to y'all listening, bro. If you got an air fryer, bro, we'll get you an air fryer. Yo, when I tell you an air fryer is it, bro, like, I'll even get y'all one for Christmas, bro. Like, an air fryer is an air fryer, bro. Like,
we did got an air fryer last month, which is crazy that you brought that up. We just got it, like,
this and month. It don't miss, right?
Don't miss, bro.
Addicted to it, right? I'm telling you.
My mother actually is trying to make us not use it as much because we was going crazy on it.
Yo, you don't like it's crazy because like you could cook anything in it, bro. And it's not like you gotta like put like a whole bunch of multiple pots or whatever. Like my mom made pasta in it one time, like Rasta pasta, bro.
Yeah.
Just threw everything in it, bro. Came out perfectly done, bro. And it's just one little dish, and it's a non-stick dish, so like it cleans mad easy, bro. It's crazy.
That's yeah. Oh, the non-stick, like, I'm just thinking, like, how did they even come up with that? How do you come up with something that don't stick? Like, my brain can't understand because I was just so used to, well, my mom started buying all the non-stick frying pans and the, I'm like, what? Like, this is fire. I could just, it could be burning and it still won't stick. That was the bus head. I was burning some, because I was making some noodles. And I started burning it because I was doing something else. And I came downstairs, it was burnt. I just turned the pot over, bro. The burnt stuff just fell out. It should be sticking, like sticking. Mm-hmm. That's dope, for sure. Definitely, bro.
I don't know. It's probably the material or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm going to do my research. I'm going to have to do my due diligence on that because I've been interested and never switched it up. But yeah, bro.
But
how's your spiritual life, bro? How's that going?
On the spot. Jesus. But bro, I'm gonna keep it a stack. Like honestly, bro. Not today. If I could speak on today alone, like today is just it was one of those days, bro. Yeah. I wanna say one of those days, like, you know, you're getting that rut where it's like, oh, like
I know what you're talking about.
It's like, yo, bro, like, you know you're not going nowhere. Feel me? Like, I know I'm going to serve God regardless, bro.
Regardless,
like,
yeah.
Feel me? But it's like, bro.
Yeah.
Is that right? Like, like, really? Like, like, right now? Like,
I have to. That's how it be, bro.
Like,
that's definitely crazy, how it is, bro. That's definitely how it is, I think. But then sometimes I would just get excited for God and I just start like, okay, I got to. I gotta read my Bible. I gotta listen to some word. I gotta start praying. Like yesterday, I was not feeling it. And sometimes we just get like that. I was just tired. Mm-hmm. And I'm fasting, but yesterday I didn't even really fast like that. I prayed, but I wasn't really, really praying like how I should. And I was just tired. But then my cousin, he came over. And somehow the conversation went to me. I was talking about God, and he said something that like made me like catch fire, you know, and that got me going for the rest of the night. And, you know, caught up for sure. But God is always there, man. God is amazing.
And bro, that was probably God for me, like using him to try to get you back into,
yeah,
like,
bro.
How he low-key just use you because I dead came with a podcast, bro. Like low key, like. I was gonna avoid like talking about like for me like how you've been with God and stuff like that. Cause yo, I've been in that rut with just like I don't wanna do nothing like
yeah, bro.
Like, it's crazy, bro. Not like it's crazy, but it's not like I'm like just out here sinning, like nah. Like it's just like I'm tired, like I don't feel like reading my Bible. Like,
yeah.
But there was one verse that that's one thing. I'm not gonna lie, I opened my Bible one time today. Cause like when I see like somebody post a verse, I like check to see if it's really in the Bible. That was a crazy verse I've never seen before. I sent it to the chat. Isn't it Ecclesiastes? It's basically saying that I guess he was trying to like figure out like God or something like that. And he was like, I was like, you'll never like. Well, let me just find a verse.
Damn, Philip is in school. I was trying to search for the verse that you was talking about. So Philip is in physical school. That's tough. We have 180.
No, it's raining OD right here.
Okay. Wait, I wish it was raining here. I love the rain.
In Texas.
Yeah.
Yo, bro. Yo, you know how we was talking about the snowstorm last week?
Yeah.
Yo, you can't even tell it snowed out here, bro. Like, at all. Like, when back Monday, bro, it was like 70 degrees normal, bro. Not one speck of snow on the ground, bro. Just regular old Texas heat, bro.
Yeah.
But I found a verse. Ecclesiastes 8:17. Then I saw all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. For though a man labors to discover it, yet he will not find it. Moreover, though a wise man attempts to know it, he will not be able to find it.
Wow.
Yo. That takes a lot of like weight off of like your shoulder, I guess.
Facts.
Cause it's like, yo, bro, I'm gonna keep it a stack. You know what was real? Like, it hasn't been bothering me, but it was like it low key makes no sense. Cause what's his name? Daniel says something today. We was talking about because we got a group chat to like help each other find scholarships for college or whatever, right? So Daniel was like, we was talking about college. Daniel was like, oh, God already knows what college you're going to. You feel me? So like, don't worry. Like, he already knows what's gonna happen. And I'm like, yo, I don't like saying that, bro. Like, it really creates something in my stomach. Like, it makes sense, but at the same time, it doesn't, bro. And I know we had this conversation before, but like now I see what you're saying, bro. Cause it's like when you say that, it's like when you say that, it's like it makes you seem like everything is set
Like
and like you
there's
don't have a
nothing to
choice. But at the same time, it's like, no, I can't say that, bro. Cause then I
know.
can use that excuse to sin. Like, oh, God knows I'm about to sin right now, so I might as well do it. But it's like, that's not right. So it's like, I don't know. It's like that mystery in between. It's just that mystery, bro. I don't know.
That's a fact, bro. That's that how it be. I was talking to my cousin about that yesterday. That's actually what we were discussing yesterday. We had a little argument or whatever, and then I guess because he wasn't seeing my point about the the country, like I won't say contradiction, but like the definition of free will and how like it doesn't really apply if we take the definition raw. But I don't know. There's just stuff that I just don't know, bro. So I just leave things alone. God know he know. If I got free will and he knows everything at the same time, maybe I have free will and it's predestined at the same time. I don't know, bro. I can't say. I just leave that alone.
Hell, bro, I don't know. Like, even it's like that verse where it's like he says, David was like, he knows, like, it was like before, like, I even say a word, like, he knows what I'm about to say.
Knows
Like,
perfectly.
the only thing that makes sense to me is it's still my most likely, and he knows the heart, like, because like everything, mostly everything that comes out of us, because there's a verse where it's like, it's not what comes out of, it's not what goes into a person's mouth that defiles it. It's what come out, it's what comes out of his mouth. Because it's about the heart. So I'm like, if God knows all of our hearts, that he probably knows what we're going to say and do based off our hearts. And I feel like we have control over how we like. I feel like we have control over our heart posture. Like, feel me?
For sure.
But at the same time, like you said, bro, I don't know.
What
I
do I
don't know,
know, bro?
bro.
I don't know nothing, bro.
It's just very weird to say that, like, because, like, I don't know. My thing is, like, if something's going to stand, like, it has to stand in like all scenarios, for me. So to say that God knows everything, like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to say he don't, but it's like you can't. Like, I don't know, bro. It's weird because it's like saying. Because I can't say, oh, I'm going to sin right now because God already knows I'm going to do this. So I might as well just do it.
I
Like,
should
it's
just, yeah.
weird. Because he doesn't want us to do it. So it's like, what?
Bro, I don't know, bro. I leave that
Yeah.
I leave that alone, bro. I can't laugh,
Son.
bro. What's happening? But God is a busted, bro. I can't fit him in my brain because he's God.
Here, bro.
Thanks. Yeah.
But you said something about being anxious about your future. Bro, I feel like that right there is a killer. And I feel like the enemy uses that to keep us. Well, I'm not even going to say like it's a whole like like, oh, it's the devil, like that's of the devil, like nah, like that's like a human thing, like we're anxious, like we think about the future a lot, feel me? But I'm saying like the enemy could use that, feel me, to like keep you like stuck, to make you fearful about which way to move.
Yeah,
but let me tell you, like not like last week, like you know my whole thing about like going to college, like I didn't want to go to college, but I started getting interested in like the Bible and stuff, so I went to go study the Bible in college, right? So then, basically, this is back in like November or October. I was like, you know what? I found a college that had my degree, had degree that I was going to, like a Christian school down here. And it's a nice college, whatever. I was like, I looked through it. I'm like, I'm feeling this. I was like, you know what? I'm going to apply, bro. Even though I didn't have none of the requirements at all to get into school, bro. I was like, I'm going to just apply. I was like, yo, God, I'm not God. Like, I don't really want to go to college. Like, you know, like me in college. Like, but this college, if I get into this college, I go to this college. Like, this is the only college I'll consider going to, like, ever. So, bro, tell me why I get into the college, bro.
What?
No requirements, bro, with scholarships, too, bro. I didn't even qualify for the scholarships, bro.
No way.
No cap, bro. That's so, then I'm like, whoa, like, I'm like, yo, bro, that's God, like, you know what I mean? It is different.
That is different, bro. I didn't even know you had that testimony. I never heard that before.
Nah, bro.
What? What in the world?
Bro, yo, I messed up so much in Mega, but Mega, bro, you know, Mega, bro, I was just outside, bro. I wasn't going to school, bro.
Bro.
I didn't start taking school serious till I came to Texas, but I had to because, like, I ain't know nobody out here.
Bro, I didn't start taking school serious till college. As soon as I stepped foot, I was like, okay, I can't play games. I'm not dumb. I just, like...
Mm-hmm. That's a fact, bro.
No. I just couldn't. I don't know. College. I don't think. I can't even say college is harder, bro, because it doesn't feel like it is. I feel like when you get into college, you mature, and college somewhat helps to mature you. You mature in college, and things don't feel as hard. Like I was talking to my cousins too. My cousins are bio majors. They're saying how they felt that high school was harder, and I'd say high school was kind of harder. I feel like we were dealing with a whole bunch of stuff, trying to fit in and all the rest. College, you don't got to really worry about none of that stuff, you know, except for like the occasional party and stuff. I don't think college is harder. I just think that I feel like college requires more from you, but it also makes you more, so you can sort of like acclimate to the demands of college. I don't know, better than high school. I don't think that's just me talking.
I'm gonna answer that after my first semester, God willing.
God willing, man.
But bro, so let me continue. So like 2 days after, I was hyped. I was like, yo, like I really got into the school, bro. Like no requirements, none of that, bro. Scholarship money, all that, bro. I'm like, damn. So I'm like, all right, bro, I'm going. And then 2 days later, bro, it was like, I was up one night, bro. Out of nowhere, it's like, a whole bunch of discouraging thoughts, bro. Yeah. It was that night where I asked her, like, bro, when God speaks to you, like, would it make you like anxious and like upset you and torment you? I'm like, yo, bro, there's no way God is like speaking to me, bro. It was like something tormenting me, like telling me not to go to college and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like, but it was like on some like demanding thing. I'm like, yo, bro, this is like December. I don't gotta commit until May. Mm-hmm. But the voice in my head was telling me, like, yo, like you know, you got to deny it. You got to deny the application, like, right now. Like, right now. Like something, like, what? Bro, I'm like, hold on, yo, bro. Like, my head was flipping, bro. I'm like, bro, there's no way God is telling me this. I'm like, and I don't know. It got to be some force out there, some spiritual, bro, enemy trying to discourage me. I don't want me to go to college, bro.
Yeah.
But so I was like, you know what? I'm just take a big light. But honestly, bro, from that day, bro, I've been so discouraged, bro. I didn't even want to think about it because...
I said definitely be like that, bro. Yeah. I was scared. I didn't even think I was gonna get into college. My GPA wasn't even okay. My GPA wasn't that low.
Mm-hmm.
Still, like, I was shook, bro. I was shook. I'm like, yo, like, am I even gonna get to college? I remember I was talking to my cousin, like, damn, like, I really screwed up not caring about school. I really screwed up. Like, I don't even think I'm gonna get into college. He's like, what? Your GPA not that low? But I'd say don't be discouraged, bro. You straight.
Now that was a part of my story, feel me? But listen, like it wasn't me, like it was like something discouraging me.
Yeah.
Feel me? But like you said something about GPA, bro. Just throw it out there, bro. Like, yo, God is real. Like, cause my GPA, bro, was like a 1.9.
In high school?
Yeah, bro. Like when I applied, my GPA was like a 1.9, bro.
I don't even know what mine was, but it had to be like low twos.
Mega, bro.
70 something, I think.
If you see my transcript, bro, mega the straight 55s, bro. I was not going to class. Nothing, bro. Keeping the stack, bro. And then Texas was just straight 90s and 80s. I'm not gonna lie, school is low key easy out here.
Yeah.
Like I'm keeping
it out the region system.
Yeah. But they got a test like that.
Or like similar to the regions.
Yeah, but it's not as rigorous. That's what one of the teachers told me. I didn't have to take it.
Yeah. Yeah, because you already took like regions and stuff.
Yeah, like I finished my readings in New York. But, bro, what was I saying? All right, so, boom, since that day, bro, it's been, like, wavering. Like, I'm not sure, like, what I'm going to do now. Like, don't want to stay home. Because, you know, I'm still into, like, my real estate business. Or, like, just stay home, like, grind that out, which is, like, going to be, like, original plan. Like, just do that, take the
Wait, you're doing real estate right now?
No, not yet, but, like, that's my thing. Real estate, like, business, investing, all that.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm still educating myself, but so yeah, that was the route that I was originally going to take, like since I was 13. Like, bro, once I learned about Warren Buffett, bro, that's the real reason I didn't want to go to college, bro. That man is different, bro.
Yeah, my cousin too, bro. Once he found out about Warren Buffett, he's like,
it was over, bro. Like,
I'm trying to do all this school stuff at all.
13 years old, bro. 13, tell my mom, like, I'm not going to college.
Wait, what did she say when you said that?
No, my mom.
She's like, this boy done lost his
gun. Nah, you know who didn't take me serious? Caron didn't take me serious.
He didn't Caron take me serious?
Caron was like, yeah. But my mom was like on some like, whatever you want to do, but like, as like the one thing, like, you got to finish high school.
Yeah.
But as long as you're not like just laying around in the crib like a lame, like, dude, you got to be doing something, feel me?
Yeah. For sure.
So it's like, it was that, like, yeah, bro, that man's different. But back to what I was saying. So yeah, bro. So then, I don't know what happened. Oh, actually, bro, back up. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place, but the reason I even applied to college in the first place, I wasn't applied to no colleges like that. The reason I applied to colleges in the first place, because I had a dream that I was going to get my dorm. Like, I was at a college going to get my dorm room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Manny was there. Manny was there, like, giving people, like, their dorm room numbers.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yo, I don't got a dorm because, like, I didn't fill out the application or nothing, so I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
And then Manny gave me, like, a list. It was like, you know what? You didn't do anything. Like, you didn't do your dorm and stuff like that. You didn't do your application. Yeah. But here's a list of open rooms that you could go to, like, open dorms.
That's wild. You told Manny about it before?
Yeah.
What he said? Sheesh.
That was a minute ago. But that morning, I woke up. I was like, maybe it's a sign. That's why my mom's like, you know, I'm just gonna start applying to colleges. And look.
God works in mysterious ways, man.
It's crazy. But back to what I was saying. All right, so I've just been so discouraged and da-da-da-da. And then last week, I'm like, yo, bro, it's really getting closer to me. Like, feel me? I can't keep avoiding it because every time I think about it, it would just be turmoil, bro. So I was on a three-day fast. I was like, you know what? I'm really going to seek God on it. Like, what does he want me to do? Like, I've been praying and praying, like, and what's crazy is that I've been praying like the whole time, but I felt like I wasn't getting an answer. And I'm like, God has been answering me about other things, but like not this. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was one of those situations where he wants me to like make like the wise decision or something like that.
Yeah.
Yo, but I was just getting frustrated. I kept pressing in. I was like, you know what? Kept pressing in. Like it was even a point where like thoughts in my head was like, yo, bro, like, does this praying stuff even work? Cause like I was really like dedicated, like 3-4 hours, bro, praying, like seeking God, bro, on a 3-day fast, bro. Like I went deep.
Yeah.
And then whatchamacallit, I hit up mad different people. I hit up my brother to see what he was saying. And like I was trying to avoid people that I knew would tell me to go to college because they went to college. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I like unbiased like advice, feel me?
Yeah.
But whatchamacallit, Daniel brought up a great point. Manny brought up a great point. It was like, what are you gonna do if you're gonna whatchamacallit, if you don't go to college? I was like, all right, that's great. That's a great thing to think about.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I started like planning about what I would not do. But the thing is that my problem was that I couldn't come to peace with either decision. I was like, all right, I'm going to college. But I'm like, yo, what if this not? But then it was like, all right, what if God don't want me to do this? And I was getting discouraged about that. I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay home and work on this business or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, And it's like, I was getting discouraged about that. Like, what if, and so it was just like, it was crazy, bro. It was really crazy, bro. Even Adam hitting me up was like, you know what? I think you should go. Cause like, he even brought the point, like, bro, you could dead do both in college.
You could dead do what?
You could do both, like the real estate and all that, like learn, save money, and go to college. And I'm like,
that seemed like a real estate type of guy. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I could do that. And then, whatchamacallit? And then, so I was praying, bro, some more and more. Like, I was even crying, bro. It was to the point, like, I was really, like, tearing on you, bro. Oh, my God. Like, I was getting frustrated. Like, I didn't even want to think about it. Literally, I would pray, bro. Like, everything would be nice, peaceful, thought clear. But then, all of a sudden, like, family members, like, hit me up. Like, oh, like, what you doing, like, after school, da, 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 da. And I started thinking about college and what decision I'm going to make. And I was just getting mad anxious about my future. Mm-hmm. And I guess I couldn't really come to a decision because I was, like, fearful of what would happen, like, in that route. It's like those two open doors, like, you don't know what the end of it, but it's like, you got to pick one, bro.
That's a fun.
And it's like...
That's a fun, bro.
Yeah, bro. And it's like, yo, bro, I can't control that. I don't know. And then I prayed one more time, and this is a thought. God was like, call Josh. Like, call Josh. Josh is one of my cousins. Like, he's a family friend, but he's like family. Like, you know those type of family members.
Yeah.
Like, he's a doctor. He went to UBuff.
Oh, okay.
And then I haven't speak to him in a minute, bro. And he's like saved now and everything. Like, like, I knew him when he was young. Like, he the one that like told, like, he told me and my cousins and my brothers how to dance, like dance hall dance, like Caribbean dance. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like,
everybody got a cousin like.
Yeah, bro, because I come from, like, a party family. It's like, funny. So he was, like, a partier type guy.
Yeah.
But he saved now and all that. Da, da, da. So God told me to call him. Like, it's weird. I didn't speak to him in years, bro, like, years. So I asked my mom for his number. I called him. Talked about college, da, da, da. He just started telling me his testimony about college. How he didn't really want to be a doctor, da, 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 da. He just wanted to have, like, a regular, normal life. But God, like, put in his spirit to, like, be a doctor, and he was like,
oh, he's like really Christian as well.
Yeah. And he's like, God put him in his spirit to be a doctor, and he was like, so he just went. And he was like, he did it. And then he tried to get into overgrad. What do you call it? Grad school,
yeah.
I'm dumb. I said overgrad because I'm thinking undergrad and then over. But he said something about grad school. Only like 12 people get into that program at Buff.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like, the deadline to get in had already passed OD or something like that. And then out of nowhere in July, they just called him.
I said that they wanted him.
Yeah, and it was like, he wasn't the first option. But it's like the fact that they called him late so that he wasn't like the first option.
Yeah.
But like, he got picked, somebody lost their spot. So it was like, yo, that was really God working.
Mm-hmm.
So, and another thing, he was worried about money. Mm-hmm. And then he got like a scholarship that's all taken care of, like school and all that. So I was like, yo, bro. And it was something about like how he, like, even in college, like, he was getting, because this is something God wanted him to do. So once those was taking care of, the money and getting in,
everything,
he started messing with him, like, in school, like, learning and stuff. Yeah. So having these anxiety attacks and all that. Mm. And then, like, his professor, like, recommended him to, like, get, like, a psychological checkout or something like that. And then out of all of that, like, he was normal. Like, everything was normal, bro. Mm. It was just that, I guess, he, like, processed things a little slower or whatever. But it's, like, normal, like, regular guy.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, out of that, bro, he got, like, they gave him extra time in college for every single test. So, like, grad school just became, like, better and easier for him, bro. And I'm like, yo, bro, like, that reminded me, like, yo, bro, what the enemy really meant for evil, bro. God really.
Taking notes right now. And I'm going to do that.
Yeah. And now, that man, bro, he a doctor doing that. And he does ministry. He got called to ministry, too.
Oh, really?
He works, yeah. And I think, like, 2 days a week after work, he goes straight to ministry.
Jeez.
He was like, all he did was focus on God, bro. He may have to look for a wife, none of that. Yeah. He engaged right now, bro. Like, he's just good, bro. Just focusing on God, bro.
That's faith.
Hey, yo, By the end of that call, bro, I was like, yo, I see why God told me to call you, bro.
Bro, there's really people like that, bro. You call them because you're going through something and they completely change your outlook. Yo, crazy, bro.
I'm like, yo, bro, I'm dead going through that same thing. And it's crazy because that's another aspect that came of it too. Like, I didn't want to have no college debt or whatever. And it's something that I realized was like, yo, bro, my college cost like $40,000 for me.
Yeah.
$22,000 is already taken care of like before I even applied to any other scholarships and stuff like that. So I'm like, so he said that, like, because I'm still worrying about, oh, $18K a year. Like, it's expensive. Mm-hmm. But he's like, yo, bro, like, more than half is already gone. Like, feel me? So you already know God gonna handle the rest. It's like that was like one of those underrated blessings that you just like brush off. It's like, yo, bro, $22,000 out of my tuition is taken care of a year. Like, that's good.
Yeah, that's cool.
So then I was like, yo, I'm like, I bet I'm going. And then when I said I'm going, like, I made my decision that I was going, but it was still that doubt and like that fear. But I realized that right now, I know what I'm doing. Now it's just at a point where you got to take faith, where it takes faith. Because, like, low-key, you're still worrying about what's at the end of that road. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we don't know. We can't control that. So it's like, you really got to take a step of faith when God told you to do something. And honestly, I feel like this is, like, my first time having to make one of those like big decisions, like on faith with God.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look back and be like, yo,
God was really doing his thing. There's been so many times where God just showed up where he didn't have to. Truly. It's amazing. Like, I don't know. Like I got to take my own advice sometimes. Cause I tell people that are going through depression and anxiety, the same thing. You know, you got to look back on your life and see the good. You got to be able to give thanks. And when you're able to sit down and really thank God, even though you're going through depression, you think about what you're going through, and you start thanking God, you start reminiscing on all the stuff that you did, the depression starts to go away because you remember that your life is actually way better than you think it is. So once I started doing that more, like, I started feeling better because, you know, the devil comes with depression. The devil comes with doubts. And try to press you down, keep you down, keep you sad. That's not of God. So yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, bro, that should remind me of something. You know who Gary V is? You know Gary. He's like, he like this social media. I don't know what to call him, bro. It was just Gary V, bro. Like, yes. But basically, like, I don't know. He give you mad advice on like marketing and stuff like that, but. No. Basically, bro, he said something like, yo, now there's two things he said. One, I sent to chat like a long time ago. He was like, yo, bro, do you know what the chances are of like becoming a human? It's like,
that's a good question.
Like, bro, it was like a huge number, bro. I think it was like one out of like 3 trillion, something like that.
Yeah, it's like, it's crazy like that. Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, bro, like, he said, like, yo, that alone, bro, should make you think that, like, yo, bro, this is, like, a great opportunity, low key.
Like, my life was good.
Yeah, another thing that he said something recently, where I really want you to think about, and it made me think, he was like, yo, bro, imagine, like, there's 7 billion people in the world right now, right, going on 8. Mm-hmm. Imagine there was, like, a ranking system of how good everybody's life is, bro.
What do you think it is, bro? Yeah.
Where would you be on that list? But it's not even about where would you be on that list, but like how much more people are under you on that list. Yo, that's the end of part one. I wanted to leave y'all with something to think about. Make sure y'all tune in next week for part two. It gets intense. Follow us on Instagram @QuarantineWithJesus and share your testimony anonymously at QuarantineWithJesus.com.